President Bush's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency faces questions about whether his agency put children at risk. Stephen Johnson is a scientist with long experience at the EPA. He has considerable support. But a single senator can hold up his confirmation, and at a hearing yesterday, California Democrat Barbara Boxer suggested she would use that power. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Boxer confronted Johnson for failing to cancel a controversial study designed to test pesticide exposure in very young children.
Has the program been canceled?
It's been suspended.
The answer is no, is it not?
That's correct.
All right.
It's been suspended pending the outcome of external scientific peer review.
The government was recruiting families in Jacksonville, Florida, who use pesticides. Parents were asked to videotape their children and allow researchers to regularly test the children for pesticide exposure. The parents would be allowed to keep the video cameras, and they would be given about $900 for their participation in the 2-year study. Boxer said the study was indefensible, especially since the government was recruiting in low-income communities.
The study is recruiting very young babies, less than 3 months old as a target group, and their families, and providing incentives for routine pesticide spraying in their homes. If ever there was a case of environmental injustice with the victims being babies, this is it.
She also raised questions about the fact that the chemical industry put $2 million towards paying for the study. Johnson defended the research. He said it was intended to fill a gap in the government's knowledge.
The researchers were trying to identify a subpopulation that were using pesticides, not encouraging them to use, certainly not directing them to expose children to pesticides or other chemicals.
Jim Idala headed the pesticide program at EPA under President Clinton. Now he works as a consultant, and his clients include pesticide companies. He says the goal of the study was good, but some of the agency's efforts to promote it were flawed.
Some of the materials that describe the program are not well put, and not just in general, but especially targeting families that have small children. And the real intent is to say, look, if you are a family that uses pesticides, we'd like to maybe come in and sample your home. And that does not come across adequately enough, and I think that's led to a lot of problems.
Children eat, drink, and breathe more than adults for their body weight, so they tend to be exposed to more pesticides. By crawling and putting things in their mouths, they can also increase their exposure. Susan Marmagus of Physicians for Social Responsibility says the EPA already knows that pesticides can damage developing babies, but
EPA has given little or no guidance to parents about the risks of exposing their children to the pesticides in the study.
At the hearing, Johnson said a group of independent experts will review the study's ethical and scientific integrity. Then a decision will be made about whether it will go forward.
The reason why we didn't cancel the program was because the issues that you raise come up with every study, whether it's children or adults, where human subjects are involved.
But Boxer countered that the subjects in this study are babies who cannot give their consent.
They're innocent victims, and I think it's outrageous, and I think you ought to pull the plug on that program tomorrow. And if you don't, I'm going to use everything at my disposal to make that happen.
That includes blocking Johnson's confirmation. The Senate Environment Committee could go forward with its planned vote on Johnson next week. But as long as Senator Boxer has a hold on his nomination, the full Senate can't vote. So Johnson's nomination will be in limbo. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.